Chapter 3. You made sloppy joes, Becca said with a big grin when they got home. The rich, spicy smell of Nick's one and only specialty filled the whole loft apartment, and the gesture filled her heart with so much affection. He'd made her sloppy joes the very first night she'd spent there at Hard Ink, back when everything seemed so uncertain, back when it seemed like she might lose everyone she had left. Nick grinned as he moved to the crock pot on the counter and lifted the lid.
I did. Thought you might enjoy something homemade after a long shift.
Becca came up behind him and wrapped her arms around his firm stomach. You're the sweetest. He chuckled as he stirred the thick, meaty sauce.
Don't tell anyone.
Too late,
Jeremy said as he walked into the room, Charlie right behind him. The two of them were pretty much attached at the hip these days, which Becca found completely awesome. Her brother had been a loner for so much of his life. He deserved someone as special and fun and loving as Jeremy Rixey. Eileen loped out after them. Becca had rescued the three-legged German Shepherd puppy off the street near the hospital the first week she'd met Nick, back before she realized she'd never be returning to her own place again. At first, that was because it hadn't been safe. Multiple break-ins had proven that. Now, even though all their mysteries had been solved and threats had been neutralized, it was because her home was here. Hey, Becca said, bending down to pet the monster-sized puppy. You guys are just in time. We're getting ready to eat. Wanna join? Jeremy ran his inked hand over his short dark brown hair, still growing out following brain surgery just over a month ago. None of them had escaped the investigation into the corruption that had killed her father and blackened his team's reputations unscathed. Charlie had been abducted and maimed, two of his fingers cut off to try to make him talk, and Jeremy had been pistol-whipped by a fleeing bad guy who'd attacked them at a funeral. But both of them were doing so much better now.
We already had some, Jeremy said with a grin. You know I wouldn't miss Nick's sloppy joes. Pretty much everyone else ate already.